So yesterday was a bit of a preview, and I remember back in '96 when the flooding first forced closure of the bridge and how everything had to go up to Lafleur Drive. So tell me, what can people expect when that project finally goes ahead?
Well, we have a multi-phase approach for that project for traffic control and some detour routes. So phase one is to maintain one lane of traffic in each direction while we do some upgrades to the intersection of Mattagami Boulevard and Algonquin. Through the entire stage of the project, we're asking that the truck traffic do the use the bypass by using Shirley and the Lafleur Drive route. But for, local vehicle traffic, we will have a detour in place that involves the use of Wilson Avenue. We're going to implement two-way traffic on Mattagami Boulevard with some upgrades. We'll have lights set up at Cameron and Wilson, and we'll be putting some parking restrictions on Wilson so that we can maintain some left-hand turn and right-hand turn functions.
Okay, now you mentioned the heavy trucks, and that lit a light in my head. That's one reason that La Forest Road was repaved last summer, right?
Yeah, I mean, we recognized that La Forest Road needed a lot of work, with the missed opportunity of funding from the province last year for the Connecting Link project, it was we put our efforts into La Forest Road to get the worst sections of that upgraded, so that we could, it was a pothole nightmare for us in public works. So it's one of our better roads now, so that will alleviate some of the problems traveling across that route.
Yeah. Any idea when this project is going to go ahead?
So my understanding is a report's going to council tomorrow night, suggesting that we move forward with this project based on the bids that were received. Hopefully we'll have an answer by Wednesday morning as to whether we're going or not. My assumption is that if it's approved by council, we'll be in contact with the contractor, and hopefully they can start mobilizing later this spring, and we're hoping everything goes ahead and goes smoothly, and we get some upgrades to our main artery in the city.
Do you have any advice or requests to people who use that route frequently that might help out?
Well, I think it's best to, once the construction takes place, is just to avoid the area as much as possible. Plan your route. I mean, if you live in the north end of the city, it's just as easy to take Lafleur Drive around to Shirley Street. We understand that, there's some people in the south end that it's out of their way, and for that reason, Wilson will be
Formatted.
reformatted, repurposed for the detour. I think people need to allow for a little bit extra time. Sunday was, wasn't a, was a, was supposed to be a short road closure on a Sunday morning, which we thought Hydro actually thought that they would have been done earlier, but they needed their full closure time to get their work done. So it's really about planning your route, and just allowing it a little extra time. Construction is normal for the summer, and we need to go through a little bit of pain for some long-term gain here in the city. So.
Yeah, I know I have one coworker who's already talking about working from home. But not, and if enough people did that, I mean, we've proven over the past year that it's doable in many cases. So that might help too by reducing traffic, right?
For sure. I mean, if your employer offers you that option, I mean, I think it's always an option. I think just we're a lot of us are creatures of habit, and we always take the same route to and from all the time. And there is options available to us. We just need to, sometimes we just need to think outside the box. So, but yeah, I mean, we have a plan in place to help alleviate it, to keep transit running smoothly through there to keep local traffic, the ability to move through there. But, you know, planning, if you're coming from the east end and you're going to far west end, it's just as easy to take the bypass and have a little bit different scenery for a change.